Welcome to The Lovers,
The Dreamers,
The podcast,
starring Joey Love
and Michaela Burridge.
Welcome back to The Lovers, The Dreamers, The podcast. Yay! Oh, hi, Muffin.
Good morning.
You want to be a part of the podcast? Yeah? Oh, yeah. You want to scratch your face on my laptop? Yeah. But, Muffin, you weren't at the event that we're about to talk about, so you're probably not going to have much to say. She should have been, yeah. If only the Disney parks would allow cats to...
People would have loved her.
Yeah, she would have been great. Well, maybe not. She has a tendency to bite. So
yeah.
when she's cute and sweet, absolutely. But when she's, like, in biting
first,
mode...
First, like, 10 minutes, perfect. Then she'd get overstimulated and she'd be like...
Nah, 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 nah. Exactly like that. Very Big Mean Carl energy from her.
Yeah.
But today we are going to talk about an event that happened now, what, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah. For the Muppets meetup, we finally have time to, like, sit down, talk about it. And we have a couple of exciting things between this episode, next episode for sure, and then one more episode that all three are going to be kind of talking about Muppet Vision 3D as it is the most prevalent thing happening in the Muppet community, its closure. Mm-hmm. So let's get to it. Let's talk about the event. So
yeah,
how did you feel it went?
I thought it was super fun. I am not, or prior to the event, I suppose, was not as connected and familiar with a lot of the people as you are. You know, anyone who has listened to the podcast knows that you are more of the adventurer and you do more of the networking and going off and doing things. And I kind of hold down the...
Muffin looked at you like, what the heck?
I kind of hold down the fort here at home and... kind of run the social media from the back end, but you know, you do more of the networking, and you're our, you know, hands-on kind of guy. But it was really nice for me to actually, you know, get to meet people and hang. Hi, Muffin. She's like crawling inside my socks.
She's just excited to have attention.
Yeah, me too, man. But no, I had a great time. It was so nice putting, you know, faces to names and getting to meet people and make my own connections. So yeah, it was a really great time.
Yeah, I thought it was really nice in that aspect too, because I feel like a lot of the times, especially recently, of like things that I've only been able to go to, it's been like I come home and then I talk about it either on the podcast or to you individually. And it becomes like, oh, I met this person. And I, you know, I always wish that you could be there with me or that you could, like, just get to meet that person. So mm-hmm. It was nice that, everybody who was there, we could finally, like, put the faces to names, like you said, and, like, finally show everybody, like, this is the podcast. Like, you know, the adventuring portion of what I do wouldn't have been possible without the efforts that we've done as a collective. So I think that was really nice that we finally got to do that. But when we, the day of, we show up, and at the time it was just us and my fiance, and we are getting to Muppets Courtyard, and everybody is by the umbrellas that are right across from Pizza Rizzo. And so it was a really, from the get-go, it was already like, overstimulating is like semi the right word.
Kind of.
But like, it was just, there was just so much going on. It had a very like, swap meet energy.
yeah.
Where, because like everybody was kind of like at different tables, and people had brought like stickers and magnets and you know, various trinkets and all these different things. And so everybody was like, oh, I'll trade you this, or like, oh, I'll give you this. And it was very back and forth. So trying to find the time to get to, like, actually go up to somebody and talk to them and tell them, like, I'm a big fan of what you do in this community. And it was, you would think that those conversations would have been difficult to have with that sort of, like, chaos energy that ensued. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about you, but I felt like, especially for the people that I was meeting for the first time, it felt very fluid and mm-hmm. felt like I could have, you know, the easiest conversations with so many different people.
Yeah.
About not just, like, the event itself and why we were there, but just, like, general networking and, like, just, like, getting to know what they do in their content and stuff. So yeah. I thought that was really nice that we got the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. What I thought was cool, there were so many people that I talked to that seemed to be not necessarily, like, content creators or anything like that, but just there because they saw that the meetup was happening and they just love Muppets. And there were a lot of people that I met that were like, and I, you know, I'm here for the first time. I saw this and was like, I guess this will be my first trip to Disney World. And my knowledge, you know, I know about the Muppets. I love the Muppets. But most of my knowledge of the Muppets is because I love them. I don't have, like, the history knowledge that you do and a lot of the other people that we met do. And so I was able to help by using my, you know, deep knowledge of the parks by helping people. Because a lot of people were like, yeah, I'm going to, like, stick around for some of the Muppet stuff. But I also want to figure out how to, like, get on Rise of the Resistance. Right, and I want to figure out, like, when I need to go line up for Fantasmic. And so I felt like I was able to help with that. And so, you know, that general networking you were talking about, I was able to kind of be like, this is how you do all these things. And don't eat here, but definitely do this. And,
yeah.
You know, this water fountain's the cold one. And free quick service water.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that, like, we, in a similar vein, come from, I would say our love from the Muppets not only comes from, like, things like Sesame Street and sort of, like, Bear in a Big Blue House and that sort of, like, early childhood development, but, like, we have a very deep-rooted connection to Muppets in the context of Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that that it's very interesting seeing people who are not like that.
Yes.
Because I don't think it really occurred to me until, like, fairly recently that is, like, a thing. Because we're also, like, our friends and our colleagues who are also Muppets fans have a similar view and mindset of it as well, where
right.
it's like Muppets connect to theme parks first and then movies and then
right.
X, Y, and Z and so on and so forth. So to, like, meet people who were like, I've never been here before.
Yeah.
Like, this
and
is my...
And people are like, I love Muppet Vision. I've never seen Muppet Vision. And
right.
I'm like,
and
oh.
it's like, that's crazy to me because Muppet Vision has been, like...
For me, that, like, is the thing.
Right. That is like, the staple Muppet project
yeah.
for me. Like, I think the only thing that really tops it and is Muppet Christmas Carol in the...
And for
in,
me, that's a tie.
Right. Like, I think that, like, they're so, like, neck and neck in terms...
Mm-hmm.
Because they're two very different things.
They're very different things.
Like, right before Jim's death, after Jim's death, and sort of, like, what they mean for the Muppets and the Henson
yeah.
Company and the family. I think that's... you know, I think that's probably, like, the sentimentality of both really mean a lot to us. So, but Muppet Vision, Muppet, and you have a really good time at knowing when to play with toys, don't you?
And I bet all morning she was just curled up sound asleep until I walked through the door.
No, she was, she had a big batch of zoomies. And then she fell into the bathtub.
Oh.
Because I had gotten a shower and there was just, like, leftover water on the floor of the tub. She jumped in, realized my paws are wet, and then jumped out and been scurrying. So, yeah. Here, I'm gonna bring her toy into the bedroom. You distract everybody.
Okay, everybody, distraction. Don't pay attention to Joey. Don't look at him.
Mommy,
guys, don't look at Joey. He's not doing anything weird, guys. Don't look at Joey. Joey, stop. Don't look at him. Don't look at Joey. But no, we had a really good time. It was very hot. You could definitely tell who was from Florida and who wasn't. We were definitely encouraging everybody, hey, drink water. Hey, you know, why don't you go in, see the show, cool down? It was very interesting seeing where everybody had come to visit from, you know, that part of it. You know, you don't realize living down here, Joey and I have been here about the same amount of time-ish, and came down to visit, you know, growing up about the same amount. And so it's very interesting kind of being the ones to be like, you know, helping all the newbies, which, like I said before, that was one of my favorite parts of the day was getting to help everyone. That's usually my favorite part of most things is helping out and making sure everybody's okay. Oh, good, he's back.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome back to the Lovers, the Dreamers, the podcast.
It's good to be back. Oh, my gosh. Wrangling a kitten is not easy.
Yeah. Never work with children, animals, or Joey.
And, you know, I've always said that.
Yeah.
Where were we? We were talking about everybody coming for the first time. And yeah. You know what? The thing that I thought was really interesting, and this is not a slight at anyone who this was their MO, but people who were coming just for the day, just to do Muppetvision,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was like I personally don't think that I could do that. So people having that much deep rooted love and passion,
yeah,
like to propel their trip.
And it was kudos a good handful them. Of people.
Yeah,
like their one day first time in Disney World. Their one day. Big goal was just to see Muppetvision as many times as possible.
Yeah.
And I get it. Rise of the Resistance, not going anywhere. Tower of Terror, not going anywhere.
I mean, that's true.
But, I mean, yeah. But if you're coming from, you know, halfway across the country, that's pretty great. Even not to just like, well, I've already seen Muppetvision 6 times today. I'm just going to go slip in, you know. That's
yeah.
pretty great. And it just shows how important it is to everybody, you
no,
know.
For real.
So think about, like, you know, you and I live 15 minutes away. We didn't really have to do a whole lot to do this, but some people spent, you know, $150 on a ticket.
Yeah.
They spent, you know, $300 to $500 on airfare, hotels, time off of work, just to come see a, you know, what, 12-minute 3D show
yeah.
as many times as they could. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, we've talked about it a million times. It's too late to save it. Bob Iger's not listening to this podcast, unless he is. He's not. But, you know, that's one of those things that will always confuse me. And, you know, we were talking about this yesterday, and we'll talk about it on the next at least 2 episodes, I'm sure, and I'll probably talk about it for the rest of my life. But, you know, there are just some things that can't be measured in money and can't be measured in, you know, whatever survey you want to do and whatever, you know, there are things that the amount of time you wait in line or buy the merchandise for is not necessarily a reflection of, like, what people want to see.
Yeah.
You know? There's not a Muppets equivalent of, like, building a lightsaber. You can't really open... I mean, you couldn't. It'd be cool, but it wouldn't be as...
Muppet lightsabers. It's just, like, Beaker that, like, pops out.
And
just,
that would be
instead of the,
so cool.
And instead of the, like, whoosh sound, it's just like...
you know, I mean, there's just... It's not... Not everything is tangible in the way that... the people in the offices want it to be.
Well, and I also think, too, that, like, they're not trying.
They're not
to make
trying.
It
they're
viable.
Not asking the right questions.
Right, because, like, you know, I think...
They're not putting in the effort to make it viable.
Because I think, like, in this sort of post-COVID era, where I think that everything kind of is, like, changed. Because you think about, like... how Disney Plus is, thinking about how the closure of the Muppet store. So, like, there's a lack of Muppet merchandise there. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that there hasn't been a full-on theatrical release since Muppets Most Wanted. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that all those sort of lingering factors sort of have changed their trajectory of how they view the Muppets. But then there's, like, so many people, both diehard fans and just casual viewers alike, that, like, would appreciate the Muppets. And we kind of had this conversation in a different context of, like, live-action remakes mm-hmm. that are being done by Disney. They'll make the old story, make it fresh, make it original. And if you're going to find a project that is more, like, beloved, you have to take it from a different angle. And if it's a, like, so focusing on something like a short story or a new story entirely. And I feel like they're sort of in that same rut of what do we do with the Muppets that hasn't already been done? And instead of trying mm-hmm. to, like, search for that angle, it's just kind of like, well, I guess we'll do this version of a television, you know, special or X, Y, and Z.
And I think one of the things that might work with the Muppets is what they're trying to do with the general Disney properties, because it's worked with the Muppets before, would be going back and doing, and it's the meme that goes around all the time of, like, recast the Muppets and keep one human actor, you know?
Right.
Go back right. to a formula like Treasure Island, like Christmas Carol, take a classic story and do it with the Muppets. It's worked for them before. People clearly want to see it because that meme format still circulates every 10 minutes. I'm constantly seeing somebody doing that.
Right.
Do, you know, I don't know, they could even do it with something more recent. Do Muppet Star Wars, I don't know. Do something, and it doesn't have to be, like, a theatrical release. Do, like, a 45-minute Disney Plus special, like Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. No.
Do Muppet Jungle Cruise. Let me be in it.
I think that we also just want to see just original content, and I think that, like, projects that have also been shelved over the past however many, you know, 70 years, that, like, the cheapest Muppet movie ever made, and, like, that would be fun to do. So, I mean, like, revisiting things that, like, you know, that are in the vault that you can just, like, hey, like, we have this script, let's actually try to flesh it out and work on it. I think that would also be great, because I agree. I think doing the sort of, like, one human, multiple Muppets format of a classic story would be fantastic. For either,
even just to put some money in the bank and then to fund, you know,
yeah,
further more original projects.
Yeah. But so we sort of, once we got there and we're talking to people and we're hanging out and we're doing all these different things, we got the opportunity that you'll see in our next episode to record with a couple of new friends.
So exciting.
Which was a lot of fun. We ate a lot of food.
So much.
So stay tuned for our first episode of Mup Eats, which will go live on YouTube within the next couple of days. So that'll be exciting, and we'll have that set up. And we won't talk too much about that because you'll get to see it soon. But after we were done recording that, we took a giant group photo, in the afternoon. And that was a lot of fun.
It was. Shout out to the awesome PhotoPass cast member for being so patient
mm-hmm.
with all of us. There were probably by that point in the day between 80 and 100 people.
Yeah, it was.
There were so many people throughout the day, and it was great because people were, like, coming and going, and a lot of people did stick it through the whole day, but it was just so nice to see so many people, and everybody, it was like, even if you didn't know whoever was coming, everybody was like, hey, oh my gosh, good to see you. It was awesome. We had little name tags, which is a really great idea. It was great, but yeah, very well coordinated. Joey made an excellent speech to get everybody wrangled and inspired.
Yeah, I think the main reason why I was wanting to do that was because Megan Malone Pop, who set up the event, so shout out to her. She was just doing so much, mm-hmm. and like I feel like there was so many opportunities for somebody to take the burden off her shoulders. So I just asked, I was like, hey, do you want me to sort of get everybody together? Because I, you know, everyone's kind of like doing their own thing and I got no problem screaming at people.
Joey's loud.
I'm
if you have not gathered from this or you don't know him in real life, Joey, loud.
Yes, very, very loud. So getting to sort of amp people up, but also get them like to understand, you know, I think, and understand is not the right word, like remind them rather why we were all there and like the purpose of that and how much this entire event not only would mean to Jim and to his predecessors, but also what it should mean to us as like the future of the fandom of the Muppets, of insert thing related to it here. So that was really nice that I got the opportunity to do that. And then plus it was just easy to get everybody to transition for that giant photo, which has become like people have put it on t-shirts, people have put it on posters, and it's just a great photos that I'm excited to eventually have some sort of paraphernalia of it. But then after the photo, we watched Muppet Vision. And then after we watched Muppet Vision, and that was a great experience too.
It was so fun.
Because like it felt very Rocky Horror.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. Like I even said that to somebody at one point. It might have been to you, it might have been to somebody else. I was like, man, I wish I had like had the forethought to have printed out like a like script. Callbacks. Yeah, yeah, and callbacks, because like there's obvious ones that are in there, like you got a minute and a half, and like, you know, all the various things that people yell all the time, or anything Statler and Waldorf say.
Yeah.
Oops,
sorry, lady.
Yeah, or like, an act of mercy. Yeah. You know, I think that all those moments would have been great for everybody in the theater to yell, but, like, I think, because there were some moments where, like, only one person said something, or, like, a couple of people, or, like, a pocket of people, so.
And everybody's got, you know, a favorite line that's not necessarily one of, like, the classics.
For sure.
Quote-unquote, but you know, it was very funny because for the very first time, we all went in, all probably, you know, 80, 100, whatever of us went in together.
Right.
And you could tell that, you know, first of all, in this last like month, since they announced the closing date, really, I have never seen the theater more packed for every single show.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah. Unfortunate that it has been after they announced it was closing. But, you know, it's very nice to see it so full. And you could tell that, and we all kind of sat close together. And you could tell that, you know, the cast members could tell that, like, oh, yes, they're all, we were also all dressed in our Muppet finest.
Right.
And some people went really over the top and it was incredible seeing it.
Yeah, straight up, like, Disney bounds, yeah, and things, yeah.
It was amazing. If you look up, a lot of people have done, like, hashtag Muppet Meetup on Instagram, so definitely look for that. But you could tell what we were there for, and as soon as it started, everybody was just having the best time. And I don't know, now we really can't recreate that, but it was so cool being there with so many people who care so deeply, and everybody was there with the intention of just having fun.
Yeah, I don't even think that, like, and obviously I haven't experienced it yet, but I don't even think the last day of operation is going to really recreate that feeling.
No.
Because, like, maybe the last showing of it, but there are going to be people who are going because it's like, you know, if they release limited edition merch and like you got scalpers and you got people that just want to be there to be like, I was there and like kind of thing.
Influencers that are not necessarily Muppet people.
Right. And so I think that there's going to be a little bit of like corporate energy related to it that isn't that because like this truly was like a bunch of like
this was like hanging out with your friends,
right?
And it, like you're right, it was very much like going to see Rocky Horror.
Yeah, and it was very like, you know, there were from all walks of life, all different, you know, sort of backgrounds and fans and influencers and artists and tattoo artists and 3D printers and like, you know, all these like different individuals coming together who had just had this deep rooted love for some variation of the Muppets. And I feel like the last day will have that, but like, I'm glad that we had what we had in that moment, because like, it's like you said, like there's no recreating what was done and how everybody sort of reacted to it. And every showing that we did, I mean, I think we watched it, what, like three times?
I think three or four.
Yeah. And just every time that we went in, we were sitting around like different people and, you know, people that we were meeting and getting to know, and just getting to hear their laughs and their, and I always say this about, like, all Disney attractions. I love when people who I've never gone to the park with or I've never been to the park, I love watching their reactions to things. Like, and it's one of my favorite things, because it's like, I love the joy that comes from that.
Yeah.
And so It was really nice to see and hear people like doing all their little bits and like what they're gonna put on social media and all that. And I was just like kind of looking around and just kind of soaking all that in, and that really like made my heart happy. I loved every second of getting to do that. And then there was the second photo, which was a little bit smaller, but similar thing, where a couple of people asked me to make another speech and sort of get everybody riled up and ready to go. We took another photo, and then we kind of went and did our own things, and then some of us showed up for the very last showing of the day. We watched that. And then we just took a bunch of photos in the courtyard and sort of all, for a lot of us, were saying goodbye for the, because that was the very last time for some people. For some people, it was going to be like, you know, the second to last or the third time. So, but yeah, I just think that the event itself was such a great opportunity for people to really find a little bit of closure, a little bit of hope, a little bit of like, you know, new friendship.
It's 9:58.
Dinner's ready.
You were in the middle of saying something so nice. I accidentally set an alarm for 9:58 a.m. like a year ago when I got this watch, and I don't know how to turn it off. So every day at 9:58. My alarm goes off. I don't.
Why specifically 9:58?
Because I accidentally pressed a button on my watch, and I don't know.
That's funny. But yeah, and speaking of sweet things, I know that this is going to. I think you need to hear it, because we're also going to talk about in a similar context, because we don't really have a lot of it on film, your last showings of Muppet Vision,
because we're talking about in this episode.
I feel like okay. we should okay. Because we have a little bit of the context of it, a little bit of the video for the YouTube video, but yesterday we watched Muppet Vision.
We did.
As many times as we could because we finished the video. Because you're going to see that it's obviously filmed over 2 days because we're wearing two different outfits and all this different stuff.
I chopped off like 6 inches with my hair.
Yeah, and we, after we did all that, we just watched Muppet Vision as much as we could. How do you feel?
It's still hitting me, and I'm still, so I'm not going to get to see Muppet Vision between now and when it actually closes unless I am insane and try to go sometime on Wednesday. Which I probably won't, because I'll probably, like, last night was a good closure for me. But my sister graduates high school on the 8th, so I am leaving to go home to Maine on the 5th of June. So I will not be here for closing weekend. And yesterday was my last day off before I go home. But I was like, well, I did give away my work shift on Wednesday, but I gave it away so I could, like, pack and do errands and stuff I need to do. But I was like, well, I could just run into Hollywood Studios, like, really fast. But, and actually, I do have to go into Hollywood Studios to get something, but I think that I'll probably just leave last night as, like, the good closure with you and with Jane and with Rex, so. So, yeah, last night was my last time seeing everything.
Yeah, I also think, too, that it hits a little bit harder because if you've been following the podcast for however long, Pizza Rizzo is where we recorded our first episode.
Yeah.
And obviously we talked about how we are theme park people, so, like, the fact that we've grown up with this attraction and we just have this, like, ever loving just energy towards everything Muppets that has happened at Walt Disney World that we've gotten this experience. I think it was sort of this moment that we got to share together that I really appreciated and I really loved.
Yeah.
But not to make you, she's already
already
tearing up. But I'm gonna. So I wrote this thing because I jokingly this. Well, I don't remember the order of events, but I was talking in a group chat of different Muppet individuals who were going to be at the last day, and I made the joke of, like, we should all write eulogies, and I woke up in the middle of the night and I sort of, like, was typing. And then I fell back asleep, and then the next morning I finished it up, and I read it over to Jade, and she thought it was very beautiful. So I wanted to read what I wrote about Muppet Vision, because I think this is sort of going to encapsulate what many of us feel, but I also think it should remind us what we should ultimately be feeling. So here it goes.
Okay.
It's not every day that we get to experience the joys of a theme park. The thrills that send shivers down our spines, the shows that have us singing at the top of our lungs and dancing along the aisles, the meet and greets that capture the essence of childhood through a mere hug, high five, or autograph. These are the moments that we look forward to creating, living, and remembering for a lifetime. We look forward to bringing ourselves back to the places that created our core memories, our one little spark, our ever-loving sense of wonder, imagination, and magic. We also never forget the attractions we loved that once created those feelings that we will never get the chance to share with future generations in person. Sure, we have YouTube and childhood VHS tapes that we've digitized to preserve the visuals of what used to be, but it isn't the same as once living and experiencing it. For many Disney fans and theme park fans at large, we will never get over our biggest losses of our childhood trips. The Great Movie Ride, Cranium Command, the Backlot Tour, Jaws the Ride, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and soon-to-be Dinosaur, just to name a few of the most missed and beloved former Orlando staples. But at the end of the day, those were all just rides. Sure, the mechanics may have been unique, or the balance of human interaction with audio animatronic elements may have been spectacular, but they were all meant to serve the purpose of being that moment's next big attraction, and then, once the moment's passed, the next big attraction replaces it. This is why losing Muppet Vision hurts so much. We as Muppet fans never thought a day would come where the curtain would close and the stage would be set for a new beginning. Muppet Vision 3D lasted 34 years in a theme park that has seen two name changes, three CEOs, and a multitude of areas, IPs, and staples of the park come and go. That's unheard of, especially when the shelf life is about less than half that number for most attractions at Disney. But deep down in our hearts, we all knew that this could be a possibility. And the signs were slowly popping up that the inevitable would happen. The Kermit balloon being removed, the marquee for the theater minimizing, the fountain slowly losing elements over time, and the only Muppet-themed store on property closing, just to name a few. So with all that being said, what makes this closure any different than the attractions that have come and gone before it? Why does this sting more than most? Why does the closure of Muppet Vision harbor so much weight in our chest and emptiness in our hearts? I think you could argue a plethora of reasons, but it boils down to one: Jim's legacy. We all look out into the world and we see a lot of awful things. Between wars, famine, conflict, tariffs, invasion of privacy, and unjust treatment of our fellow neighbors, and a lack of appreciation and support for the arts and what they mean for disenfranchised individuals, we see the world beholden to a very dim light right now. And as hard as it may be to get out of bed in the wake of destruction, we do it. We work, we fight, we resist, we create, we explore, we fail, but most importantly, we succeed. Jim's entire filmography, career, and partnerships had, to varying degrees, these philosophies in mind. Sesame Street had the intention to teach inner-city children with minimal resources how to read, count, and articulate their feelings. The Muppet Show brought people of different genders and sexual orientations all in one group to build, be silly, and put on a spectacle. Muppet Vision brought filming techniques, brand new technology, and an immersive experience together to ultimately be the send-off to what would be an illustrious career of a man no one would have guessed a year prior they would have lost. Jim was an innovator. He was a collaborator. He was an artist. And Muppet Vision brings all these ideologies together for the fan and casual viewer to experience. This is also the same reason why it's okay that Muppet Vision is leaving us. Look, we all know theme park fans, Disney fans, and Muppet fans, sometimes all wrapped up in one, do extremely well with change in the theme parks. It's not like genuine threats of chaining ourselves to the doors of the Muppet Theater haven't been explored by some in true protest fashion. But remember, Jim was an innovator, a collaborator, and an artist. Jim would have been at the forefront of change, and those closest to him have gone on record to say that. Jim would have championed the next big thing to come, even if that meant losing what used to be. As a lifelong fan of Muppet Vision, it pains me that we are losing this piece of American cinema in its current iteration. Luckily, it won't be gone forever with efforts to preserve the film and experience, but it'll never be the same as quoting along with Max, who the Union sent, Statler and Waldorf's every heckle, and knowing that there's nothing up there but a bunny. But think about everything that the Muppets have accomplished, not just with Muppet Vision, but over an unprecedented 70-year-long career. Think about every movie, show, experience, web series, theme park attraction, and everything in between. Think about your favorite Muppet performer. Think of Jim, Jane, Jerry, Frank, Richard, Dave, Steve, Kevin, Eric, Matt, Bill, Peter, and everyone else who helped create the magic and mayhem that is the Muppets. Don't think about what we have lost. Think about what we've collected, accomplished, and witnessed over 70 long, lucrative years. Don't be sad that something's leaving us. Be glad that the shared memories have brought us all closer than ever before. The Muppets, in my opinion, aren't about our favorite performers or character or movie. The Muppets represent community, diversity, inclusion, and finding your people. I'd like to think Jim would be proud of that legacy over any building with a brand slapped onto it. Remember that. So feel your feelings and be sad that Muppet Vision is seeing its final performance. But no matter what new movie or Disney Plus project or theme park extravaganza comes in the future, remember that the Muppets didn't survive 70 years without the community that loved it so much. So keep loving and supporting. Keep believing. Keep pretending. Forward. Now, ain't that a cute ending? So.
That was beautiful. Yeah. And you're right, I am crying.
I think ultimately that sort of sums up my feelings of Muppet Vision, because it does hurt. But I think that, like, the memory of getting to experience your last moments at Muppet Vision, the memory of the Muppet meetup, the memory that will be to come to hang out with, you know, everyone who's going to be at the last showing and hanging out with Rex and everybody who, you know, I know that is down here, I think that is ultimately what I'm going to remember most of all. Yeah. Because, like, it'll be preserved. We'll be able to see it at some point in some fashion, hopefully. But it's the joys that I think we all need to hold on to the most.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I feel like on that note, this might be a little bit of a shorter episode, but I think the more we talk about it, the more we'll get to sobbing. So is there any final thoughts about anything between the Muppet meetup and your last time at Muppet Vision?
One cool thing that we didn't mention that happened. So you'll see in our video content that we brought and all of our pictures that we'll post, we brought a lot of our stuffed animals with us yesterday. We brought both of our Rizzos. I had my scooter. We had Bean Bunny. We had so many of our little guys with us. And we had Jade and Rex with us as well. And I'm really glad that all four of us were there.
Two of our cute little guys as well.
perhaps our cutest little guys. My favorites of our little guys. But I don't know that Jade would necessarily appreciate being called a little guy.
No.
Yeah, so it was very fun being there with the four of us and just, like, being silly and goofing around. But my favorite thing was, well, so we saw the show all together three times after Rex joined us after they got off work. And the first time, and we were just, like, silly and had a good time. The second time, I was like, okay, I think I would like to see this one, like, you know, just, like, quiet so I can just, like, enjoy it. Like, so if we could all just, like, refrain from, like, the ad-libs and, like, the silly, I just want to, like, watch it. Just, like, this one time, if we could just, like, watch it. And y'all know Joey. And if y'all have ever met my partner Rex, they are also incapable of being quiet. Said with so much love. But sitting between Rex and Joey was just both of them after I had specifically been like, hey guys, maybe we just like let me enjoy this one. Both of them at the same time quoting every line. And then both of them being like, oh, so sorry, you wanted us to be quiet. Blah, 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 blah. My two favorite people in the world. But then I also realized that it would not be Muppet Vision without the ad-libs and without the fun. So the very last time seeing it, we, and the end of the second to last time, the penultimate, which became the word of the day, The penultimate time seeing it, we each had one of the stuffed animals and we were making them dance to the finale. We got high fives from Sweetums, which was really cool. And we just had such a great time. And that's exactly how, you know, like I said, I will technically be in Hollywood Studios. I'm just going to the gift shops at the front of the park on Wednesday.
Right.
But I you know, it'll be hard being like, I'm here, I could go, but like, I don't think I'll go back there.
Yeah. I think that there's sort of like a pros and cons if you did, because your last viewing of it, last three viewings were exactly what I think that you would have loved.
Yeah. They were with the people that I wanted to be with. The three of you guys are the people that I wanted to do that with.
Yeah.
And you know, the silliness and the joking around, that's exactly how I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
There's not a second of it that I would have traded for anything.
Yeah, you said it exactly right. I think that it was such a great experience, and I wish that it could have been on the very last day to be able to experience that with you, but I feel like I've only ever shared, we've shared many great moments together, but yeah. I think like in terms of like how that moment felt, and I don't know about this for you, but I feel like I've only felt that way one other time when we rode a specific attraction that holds near and dear to our hearts before an extended closure of it. And I think that was just a really great moment that will always hold a special place in my heart, and I know it will for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we got to do that. I'm glad that we got to do the meetup, and shout out to Megan for setting up the Muppet meetup, and
absolutely.
Shout out to, we do a shout out to everybody who was in the video, but just shout out to everybody who was in the video or took part in it, and shout out to Tori, Disney Tori, for getting people to chat with Guy Gilchrist. So, I mean, there was just so many people to thank, everybody who brought stickers and art, and Shelby, who is at Weird Puppet Girl, for making cute little bow ties and bows for people to trade and get. So, I mean, I wish I made a running list of everybody who I could thank, but
it was just the energy of the whole day was just so cool.
Yeah, and it's all truthfully, I mean, not just in the speech that I just read, but it's true that you guys make this worth doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we ever had any, like, consistent content, or contact, rather, with people, both fellow creators, fans, just casual listeners and viewers, the love that we all share for the Muppets is truly the reason that propels us to want to continue to do this. So just thank you all for being a part of that, for loving the Muppets and being a part of this new era of just like supporting everybody's artistic endeavors, whether that's a podcast, whether that's a YouTube series, or you know, Instagram posts, or whatever it is, or even just like your friends on a day-to-day basis who just like want to info dump. I mean, just being that person to just say like, I'm here to support you, I'm here to love what you love, even if that's not necessarily what is your dying passion. That means the world to everyone involved, and especially to us who we get this opportunity to just gab and yap and just hang out as two best friends, but you guys like listening to it, and so it's means a lot, and I think that's ultimately what everyone needs to remember about Muppet Vision's closure, is that like the best thing to come out of this closure is the bond that we all are going to share through events like the Muppet Meetup. Yeah. So, with that being said, keep following us on Instagram, at Lovers Dreamers Podcast, at Joey Muppets Love,
We just posted a funny TikTok.
Yeah, we're on TikTok.
Our incredible video producer, Jade, helped us film a whole bunch of funny stuff that we'll be posting.
Yeah, shout out to Jade for volunteering to be our video producer and sort of like production manager in our Muppet series and everything going into YouTube. When we're on YouTube, you'll be able to find us at The Lovers, The Dreamers, The Podcast. And look forward to video podcasts, projects that are only going to be on YouTube. So there's going to be some really exciting stuff coming down the pipeline that we're very excited to work on and do.
It's going
to
be pretty awesome.
Yeah. But until the next episode, which will probably even be more sad than this one. Yeah. keep believing, keep pretending, and we will... see you on the next one.
Yay!
Okay, I think I have to end it now.
I think I owe Jade a box of tissues. I've only used one, but I'm going to get her a box.
You don't have to do that. Okay. Forward! That was a terrible Mickey Mouse impression.
That was really bad, actually.
It was really
that
bad.
That sucked.
Yeah.
The Lovers, The Dreamers, The Podcast has no affiliation with the Muppet Studio LLC or the Walt Disney Company.
The views stated by the participants are theirs alone and do not represent the organizations or companies they happen to work for or be a subsidiary of.
Thanks for listening, and you'll hear us next week.